This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1281. Wakako says IELTS is easier than CellPip.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll meet Wakako, who took IELTS a second time and got the overall 7 she needed. Find out why she thinks IELTS is easier than CellPip and how she increased her score in this special guest episode.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. I am so excited. As you can see, it's not Aubrey next to me today. It is a special guest. Wakako, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jessica. Nice to talk to you.
So, I think our students know by now, if you guys have been listening to IELTS Energy for a while, you know that usually when we have a special guest, it is because they got awesome IELTS scores. And that is why Wakako is here today. But before we get to the main event of the scores, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm originally from Japan, but I've been in the Netherlands for like 11 years.
You've been in the Netherlands for 11
Netherlands,
years.
Yeah, Amsterdam, yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I spent some time in Amsterdam and Rotterdam. Beautiful country. What do you do in the Netherlands?
I work. Actually, love brought me to the Netherlands, and I stayed already more than 10 years. Yeah.
That's such a beautiful sentence. Love brought me to the Netherlands. I love that sentence. Okay, so why did you have to take the IELTS exam?
Yeah, actually, I already immigrated to the Netherlands, but we are trying to leave in Netherlands to the Canada.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very
so
cool.
Canada... Yeah, it's the country where my husband's family immigrated. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where is your husband from?
Iran, originally from Iran.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. There are so many cultures and countries in your amazing story. I am already in love with this story. Okay. So IELTS. So you need the Canadian PR, right? Which has high score requirements.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very tough. Okay, Wakako, let's get to it. What scores did you get on your recent IELTS exam?
I got overall seven. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. All right.
Yeah.
And for like each category, what did you get?
So I got 7.5 for listening, reading, and 7 on speaking, and 6.5 on writing.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. So are those scores, that's even a little higher than what you need? Well, I guess the 7.5 is higher than what you need.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, actually, the minimum requirement was 6.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, but, you blew that out of the water. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Had you taken the IELTS exam before, or was this your first time?
Yes. This was second time, actually. Okay. So I took, I took CellPip, you know. the Canadian Celpip, yeah. That stumped me. I hate Celpip. Yeah.
Can you tell us like why? Like, because, like, I am an expert in IELTS. I know everything about IELTS. And that doesn't leave a lot of room in my brain for other exams. Yeah. Like, I know a little bit about TOEFL, a little bit about, you know, PET and all that. Yeah. Can you tell me what made Celpip? Why did you hate it? Like, what's up with Celpip?
Yeah, I expected this question, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Because I wanted to say that IELTS is more straightforward. So I want to, clarify the difference between CELPIP and IELTS. So CELPIP, I think there are three big differences between CELPIPs and IELTS. And firstly, the listening test on CELPIP takes 1 hour, which is double.
Holy moly! One hour just for listening.
Yeah, it's so tiring. Yeah,
that's too much. That's insane.
Yeah,
is it like TOEFL where it requires you to like read something and then listen and then respond and then like because a whole hour that can't just be listening and like typing answers.
Yeah, exactly. And also on IELTS, I could read first read question and then listening, right? So I highlight the important keyword points, and then I start listening.
Yeah.
But for the CELPIP, without checking the question, first you have to listen very long sentences or conversations. So you have to write down everything.
Oh my God, you have to take notes while you're listening to everything.
Exactly. And then go to questions.
That's
so tiring. Yeah.
That's so hard. Oh my gosh. It's just like, I mean, I get it because like in the real world, you don't have a chance to like think about keywords before you talk to someone or whatever. Like I understand that. But that's why IELTS is easier than those kinds of tests because there are fewer skills you need. Like on IELTS, like you said, it's straightforward. You know exactly what to do. You look at the questions, underline keywords, predict what you need. Like it's a very straightforward strategy system.
Yes, if you're
in three keys, that is. But
Exactly.
So hard. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What about the rest of CELPIP? You have two more points, right?
Yeah, and also the speaking test is with computer, TOEFL, I think. Yeah, so awkward. And also it's a strange question. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, IELTS topic, is more general, but for CELPIP, you are shown, picture of the people doing, for example, CrossFit, for example.
They
are doing exercises. And then you have to describe what they are doing. So
that is...
even native speaker, maybe if they don't exercise, and you cannot say anything. So,
that does not mimic any natural practice at all. Like not even in your first language. Like at least with the IELTS speaking test, you've spoken to other people face to face in a language before. Like you are, you know what I mean? Like some of the questions are kind of weird on IELTS, which we do prepare you for on this podcast. Mm-hmm. But at least it's like something that might happen in the real world, like someone asking you a weird question, you know? Mm. But when are you going to have to just like describe a weird picture? What does that prove?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what though? Because I've written a lot of practice test materials for Asian publishers. And a lot of standardized English tests do that. It's like they show you a picture and they have you talk about it out loud. So it's not only CELPIP, it's a weird thing. Okay, so that's weird. anything else?
The last point is that CELPIP, so you can, uh, so there is like a limited amount of time that you can spend for each test. Like, so listening is 1 hour, reading is 1 hour, writing is 1 hour. Okay. And speaking is like 20 minutes. But if once you finish, yeah, very long, longer than IELTS. And, but if once you finish, you can go further. You don't have to wait until like, yeah, the time is over.
Yeah.
And what happened was I took CELPIP in London, which, you know, English speaking country.
Yeah.
And there was only six test takers in a room.
Uh-huh.
And I think that, so I'm not English speaker. I speak Dutch in the Netherlands. So, and you know, so what happened was other test takers was, you know, finished all exam much earlier than me. So when I was reading, so many of them started writing, and some of them even started speaking when I was still reading. So that I
That's
could hear
terrible.
And. Yeah, I was disturbed a lot, and I lost my control.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I...
Totally.
Yeah.
If you are a band 5 or 6 student, then your study plan will look different than if you are a band 7 or 8 student. But you need to know your estimated score range to know how to prepare. Take the next step and get your estimated IELTS band score. Answer a few quick questions and get your score plus resources to push that score higher at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Because I can compare that with my experience taking computer IELTS. And because, like, again, guys, maybe you haven't been listening to us for years, which is fine. You're listening now. So welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But a few years ago, before I created the computer 3 Keys IELTS version of the course, I tested out all the strategies on the real exam. Mm-hmm. I flew to Canada. Mm-hmm. I took the test. It was awesome. But like, it's organized, like it's structured well. Everybody starts and stops at the same time. And there are 2 invigilators there keeping track of everything. Like, it's very well controlled as an environment. I can't imagine the chaos of having multiple people at different points in this crazy long exam speaking while someone is reading. Like, that is bonkers to me. And then just like, it's a free for all. Just, you could finish, you could leave. And meanwhile, people are trying to concentrate. Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yes. Yeah. So that's why. Yeah.
So,
I prefer IELTS. Yeah.
Biggest takeaway today, take IELTS, don't take CELPIP. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, that by was, my house I could take. Yeah, IELTS is
such,
yeah, my house. My
such house, yeah. A fantastic, like, and it was closer, right? But such a fantastic window into that exam. I am so happy you prepared that and thought about that. You're so smart. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about IELTS before we finish. When you received your scores, were they what you thought? Were they higher or lower than what you thought? Like, what did you think when you saw your IELTS scores?
This time, yeah, it was beyond my expectation.
Awesome.
I was so happy. Yeah. Actually, I was even preparing for like asking refund. I lost like my confidence before taking exam. Yeah.
Why? Because So you had taken CELPIP before, but you had also taken IELTS before?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
did you get on IELTS the first time you took it?
First time was overall 6.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, that was minimum requirement. So yeah. I thought I was done. I stopped studying. I stopped preparing for IELTS for 4 months.
Oh, wow.
So I took IELTS for first time in August last year.
Okay.
And I didn't do anything until the middle of December when I signed up for 3 Keys, because I thought I was done with the band 6.
Yeah.
But it turned out that my husband's family is doing like immigration consultant, and he said like he didn't say anything. He didn't update for 4 months, and after 4 months he came back to me. No, you should have more. I don't know, after some calculation. And I immediately decided to sign up for 3Keys after taking selfie like a year ago, I decided to take IELTS. I was devastated. I was stumped by selfie, and I decided to take IELTS. And then I immediately search nice and helpful podcast. And I searched.
We are nice and helpful.
Very, very, very much, very much. And I started listening in all ears English.
Cool.
And but I decided not to sign up for 3Keys because my target score was 6, lower than 7. So, but I was listening. Yeah. But I used one phrase I learned in a podcast on a speaking exam for the first time. Like I said, the people's taste are eclectic. And it's a nice word.
And that's a great word. Eclectic is one of my favorite adjectives. I love it. It just means various or like a wide variety, very different. Like that is a concept that I hear students express all the time. So it's an easy adjective to work into your answers. Yeah. Well done, Wakako.
So I never ever forget the examiner's face when I said, people's face are eclectic. Like British elderly lady was examiner, and she was like, oh.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, I liked all these English podcasts, and so I was sure that I was going to sign up for 3Keys when I targets 7 or higher, and
fantastic.
And then I decided,
and do you think you could have still raised your overall band score by over a whole band score? Do you think you could have gone from a 6 all the way to a 7 if you tried to do this on your own, like just listen to the podcast, like just study by yourself? Do you think that?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Without 3Keys, it was impossible, I think.
So can you
even with even with 3Keys, I thought it was impossible.
But it wasn't. Can you tell us like the two biggest ways that our course helped you?
Yeah, I think the plan was well organized. So I was following a 60 days plan.
Nice.
In 4 months. So for quite long periods. So in this kind of interview, I often hear that many students follow 30 days plan in 2 weeks or even one week. But I was following 60 days plan in four months.
That's fine. Like that's why it's a flexible online course, because every adult has a different schedule. So that's cool. But that is something we consistently hear, that the study plan is like the number one thing that helps students. Because like I said, every adult is busy. We all have different schedules. And like, we are happy to organize this for you guys. Like, you don't have to do this alone. Don't do this by yourself. It's too much. It's too hard. Okay. And then one more thing maybe that you can highlight about how the course helped you.
I think one of the greatest feature of 3Keys is like Jessica and Aubrey are reachable anytime maybe. Yeah. Because I sent in support email to ask about like technical question, and then Jessica replied directly.
Oh,
and
right, that's I
didn't.
Did that.
So I didn't expect that. Oh, Jessica replied. So awesome. Like I felt like I was privileged.
You know, I love that so much. We try so hard, you guys, to really support you every step of the way, and like you just heard from Wakako, like she sent a question, an IELTS question into our support. Like that's where everybody sends their, all of their things, questions and problems. But you know what? Like if it is specific to IELTS, it automatically goes to me. Like it's not like someone is going to pretend to know and like try and answer your question. No, like we make sure that you get the help you need. And Aubrey is the one in there all the time answering questions on Facebook. And if there's anything, like if there's anything that she doubts or is unsure of at all, she emails me right away, like just to check. Like you are 100% supported every step of the way.
Yeah, I felt that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was not following gold plan, but I felt that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone is privileged if you're in Three Keys IELTS. Okay, guys, as you may have heard on the show recently, we are updating. We have updated and gave the course a very shiny new platform and really put so many hours into just up making sure this course was as up to date as possible, making it as even better, if that's possible, than what it already was. So check that out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Asa, Wakako, congratulations. I love your story, and I am privileged that I got to talk to you today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right, Wakako, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.